Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Amy Menefee is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, as I promised you. Amy's a friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. She's managing editor of the Media Research Center's Business and Media Institute. And she is part of a team of people whose job it is, whose calling in life, who's devoted to the premise of debunking all the myths and exposing all the negative talk that's maybe unnecessary that the media puts out. And we need people like this, folks. I need them, at least. And she's our good friend, as I said. Amy Menefee, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be here today.
It's good to have you back. It's good to be needed, isn't it, Amy?
It is. That's nice.
I need you guys. You know, I pick up the newspaper, Amy. I mean, I guess, you know, it's pretty sad when you date yourself by just saying that you read a newspaper.
I do, too. It's okay.
Well,
I like to hold something in my hand.
I'm glad to hear that because I know you're a lot younger than me. But you know, so many in your generation, Amy, don't read newspapers. And so as I say, it's sad to say that you date yourself because you read a newspaper. But anyway, when I read the newspaper, the local newspaper, I see, you know, there's nothing but bad news going on. I mean, every headline is something bad, a robbery or a murder or something. And here's what blows me away, Amy. It's a local newspaper, but yet there'll be a headline, maybe a list of things that have happened, and they'll be pulling bad news in from 300 miles away. Have you seen that Have you seen that in your paper?
Oh, sure. I mean, they're getting your local news out there, and then they're pulling stuff off the wire services, and you know, it is all bad news. I think that's one of the definitions out there of news, is that it's something bad that's happened, and so I know what you're talking about.
Is it our fault though let me say this. It's gotten to the point now where it doesn't take me very long to read my newspaper, because I don't read those. Here's the thing. If there's a murder or there's some kind of a drug bust or something in my town, then you know what? I'm probably going to read a little bit about that because that affects me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's 300 miles away, I'm sorry for those people. But you know what? That's not part of my worry responsibility. You know, I don't need to know about that.
Sure. Yeah, I think the globalization of the news and the 24-hour internet, you know, being available to everyone all over the world, I think it's probably raised our anxiety levels because we know about all these bad things happening to all these people everywhere, and it's so different from when people just had the news from their own community, which is enough to deal with, you know.
Exactly. So information has been a wonderful thing. I mean, look at what it's done. I mean, information and technology has been the key to the 21st century becoming the century of the entrepreneur. I mean, small business owners have so much to be thankful for with regard to technology and information. But from a personal standpoint, don't we have to learn how to be better consumers of this kind of information?
Oh, sure. I mean, that's one reason that we are here, you know, because we know that people are looking for other sources that are not just the mainstream news, people to give them some perspective on that. And, well, you know, if you watched NBC or ABC or CBS News, you know, any night of the week, and then you think, well, all they told me was just that, you know, the world was coming to an end,
right,
and our economy
right.
is terrible and all of these things. And so we're trying to get voices out there that you're probably not going to hear on those broadcasts.
Right.
And just to give you a different perspective that, hey, maybe we still do have the strongest economy in the world here. And people are wanting to invest here. And, you know, it's not the end.
Well, and, you know, I'd like to give people just my suggestion for all this, especially from a local standpoint. If you read your local newspaper, see what you know what I do. The first thing I do is I read the Dateline. I look at where it is, Uh-huh. And if it's something that looks like it's of a, you know, some individuals or something like that, and it's not near me, I don't read it. I do not read it. I go on and move on to something else, and that's prevented me from getting all these negative things in my head. So, but that's on a local step, from a local standpoint. What have mm-hmm. you seen? What are you seeing on a national level that are things like this where they're straining to make things bad to make them worse than they really are?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things you're talking about, knowing what's going on everywhere, and I think especially during hard economic times, you know, the more you see a story about jobs being lost, people yep. being laid off, and it's not just those, because, you know, if a big company is closing, you know, a major plant or something like that, then I think that is national news. But when you look at the way the networks have been reporting the economy just for the last couple of years, really, they keep finding mm-hmm. these extreme examples of people who are having hard times. And a lot of times the people have done things that have led them down that road, which right. they don't tell you about. For example, mm-hmm. a lot of the debt stories that we keep seeing, whether it's credit card debt or a mortgage, you know, maybe they got an adjustable rate mortgage and they didn't read the print to know that it was going to go up 5 percentage points,
right?
And things like that. So they don't really tell you the full story, but they make it into a sob story that really pulls at people's heartstrings, and it just makes you feel sorry for these people. But it also makes you feel like the way the story is crafted is usually kind of, this could happen to you. You know, this
right.
could happen to anybody.
The one that I like are the politicians who are proposing a sweeping policy that would affect everybody in the United States. And in order to justify it, they bring up one person's example.
Right, right.
I love those, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing the media do. And they'll do it for, you know, stories about legislation as well as pushing for more government intervention. Because when, you know, they'll show a person and act like you said, this is an example of the rest of us out here who are struggling right now. And like I said, there's usually some things that those people have done or missed, you know, and should have done that led to their situation. And it doesn't make it any less unfortunate, but
right.
it is relevant to the story, and it's relevant when you're trying to extrapolate that over the rest of the population.
Well, the other thing that it does is it misses the coverage of personal responsibility.
Oh, exactly.
Which is what America has got to become. Americans, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and cousins, we've all got to become more responsible for our own lives and quit looking to other people. We got to stop being thinking like victims, and we got to start looking to ourselves for our own solutions. 20 after. Stay with me. Back at 7:23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and there's a little bit of, that's maybe one of the best songs ZZ Top has ever done. It's called Rough Boy. That's a good song. One of their softer ones, I guess I should say. Amy Menefee is our guest. She is managing editor at the Business and Media Institute, which is part of the Media Research Center's organization, and she's here to talk to us about some of the myths that you and I consume by the media, and that we should be filtering out a little bit more. And, you know, folks, you know, Amy, you and I aren't telling people how to think. Well, you know, I don't care what their opinion is one way or the other. They could, you know, it's fine with me if they want to completely disagree with anything I have to say. It's just make sure. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were giving me these talking points they'd gotten from the media,
mm-hmm.
and on this one topic, and they were giving me these talking points, and I said, wait a minute, John, whoever, you know, it wasn't John, but I just used that name. I said, wait a minute, John, you're a smart guy. You can form your own opinions. I don't mind if you disagree with me, but don't use the media's talking points.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think of it more as telling people, just think.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Think when you're consuming this kind of stuff. And I think, you know, one of the things we try to point out a lot of times is how similar the media's talking points are to a particular special interest talking points to just left-wing folks who want more government intervention, those are usually the same talking points. And so we're trying to show people, hey, these are not original. They're not just coming up with these objective, you know, standards for information here.
And in fairness,
that's why you have to be critical.
And in fairness, though, Amy, I've heard it on the other side too. You know, I've heard the talking points on the right too. I've heard some of that. You know, and even though, you know, as a small business owner, I'm more likely to be, you know, I personally am more in favor of smaller government, lower taxes, lower regulation, free trade. I mean, my audience knows about all that. They know that I'm a member of the Small Business Party, and that's pretty much what our platform is. But at the same time, when I hear anybody acting like they're carrying the mail or they're carrying the water for somebody else's agenda, it makes me cringe.
Yeah, if they're not getting the real debate on there, you know, that's when you know. If you're not really hearing another side, then you know they're not giving you the full story.
See, that's what I always liked about Tim Russert. And I haven't spent a lot of time talking about Tim. I enjoyed Tim's show, Meet the Press. I thought he did a great job. I always knew about his politics.
Mm-hmm.
I always knew which way he was wired. But I always felt like, for the most part, on his show, he was an equal opportunity griller. And I felt he was pretty even-handed. You'd have to look pretty hard, I think, to find anything that was, you know, not even-handed about his interviewing. And so I think we're gonna miss that in the debate, don't you?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that very thing about him. So I think you're right.
That's one of the things I think we're gonna miss about him being gone is, and I don't know who they're gonna get to permanently replace him. It'll be a hard act to follow. What are some of the things that you're seeing out there? Petroleum, the carbon situation, the global warming, all those things. What are you seeing out there in the media lately that you think are pretty mythical?
Well, I think one of the big topics right now is, you know, John McCain came out and said that he was going to be for some more offshore drilling, even though he's been against drilling in Anwar, and I think he's been against offshore drilling in the past as well.
Yeah.
But he has come out now and said maybe that would be a good thing, and of course a lot of pressure on politicians right now to do anything that looks like they're helping with gas prices. And so we took a look this week at the media's coverage of the whole offshore drilling idea, and you know it seems like they're trying to damp that down and say, oh, you know, this is going to take forever until we can get something to really happen, and pushing for a lot of alternative fuels, which of course, you know, the immediate question that comes to mind is, well, alternative fuels take a really long time to be developed too.
Well, we should definitely be doing alternative fuels. There's no question about that. I mean, we've got to do conservation, we've got to do alternative fuels, but we also have to continue exploration, because for now petroleum is what drives our engines. You know, my favorite thing, the bias that I see so much about in the media about drilling for oil, is when they report about Anwar.
Right.
And if there's only a 10-second clip about Anwar, the only thing they'll do, and you see these stupid two little animals, the same two little animals all the time. There's this poor little calf and cow, caribou, I guess it is,
right,
that are running along the tundra up there. And you know what, folks? I love animals. Wildlife is one of my avocations. I love studying them and watching them, and I have always have. And I don't want them to be hurt either, but it just irritates me, Amy, that whenever they report on Anwar, it's as if the only topic that we should be discussing is what we're going to do about those two little animals.
Right. You're exactly right. And we're planning to do some more in-depth look into that as this conversation goes on, because, you know, if you really look at the percentage of the refuge there that they're talking about drilling in, it's a tiny percentage.
2,000 acres compared to 384,000 acres of Anwar.
There you go. And so, you know, the people who have actually been there, you know, have said this is not some kind of pristine, you know, national park kind of atmosphere. There really is not much there at all.
And I'm gonna make the bet that those two little animals they show on CNN all the time have never even been on those 2,000 acres. What do you think, Amy?
I'd probably take that bet.
Give us your website, Amy, quickly.
Sure, it's businessandmedia.org.
Check it out, folks. Thanks, Amy. See you next time.
All right.
quick break. Right back after these messages with our good friend Bill Hallow. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.